The faces of anger. There are many faces of anger. Just like the Inuit, who have some 22 words, I think I've heard there are actually some hundreds of words the Inuit have to describe the subtleties and nuances of what we call snow. There are many shades of anger. Let's explore some of these to unmask them, shifting us into power, our ability to navigate our way through them and into greater joy. Frustration, irritation, edginess, resentment, passive aggressiveness, impatience, cynicism, sarcasm, pointed jokes, withdrawal, avoidance, undermining, resistance, failure to respond, tit for tat, vengeance, hate, rage, attack, harmful thoughts, cruelty, booby traps, criticism. These can all be forms of anger. When we are not clean with our anger, articulating a clear boundary in response to it, we manipulate. We undermine others with our misery. Every time we fail to express our anger cleanly, we disempower ourselves. When I blame, when I complain, when I'm impatient, when I get frustrated, these are all examples of allowing the anger energy to spin. Rather than expressing it, allowing it to run through and out of me, cleaning and empowering and delivering me to greater clarity and wisdom as it does so, I languish in incapacity. I shoot myself in the foot. I disempower myself. Expressing means to press forth from, to release. We assume that this necessarily means expressing to someone, typically to that which has evoked our anger, or to someone whom we feel safer to express it to. Expressing our anger doesn't need to mean this at all. In fact, often when we express our anger to someone, we dig it deeper. We create a tangled mess. So instead, explore the series of three suggestions I've outlined for you here in this book. Three purposes of anger, three ways to express anger, three ways to move anger energy constructively, three ground rules for moving anger, three ways to interface, to engage with any moment. Through practicing and becoming adept at these, making these your faithful friends, you will never need to confront anyone angrily again. You will shift yourself out of anger up to a higher, lighter, more delightful emotional experience inside of you. You will become free of the tyranny of hate, blame, and the incessant downward spiral into hell. You will become free.